Battery 90%. Yeah. Connected to Jayakumar's iPad.
Didn't know you're a ventriloquist also.
Connected to Jayakumar's iPad.
Hi everyone, my name is Jay, and this is Meera. So tonight we are gonna have a night of a combination of a lot of things. Meditation, chanting, music, and prayers. And what else? Food. Giving, we are making gift bags for homeless. And what else? Joy, friendship, giving.
Gratitude.
Actually, I like this poem by Hafiz. The subject tonight is love. So we don't have to call, what is giving or everything combines us. The subject tonight is love, and for tomorrow night as well. As a matter of fact, I know of no better topic for us to discuss until we all die, by Hafiz. So, from 6:30 to 7:30, there will be music and chanting, and then from 7:30 to 8, we are going to have Neera is going to lead us through a meditation with bowls and gong. Sounds good?
Yes.
So initially I was invited here to have a kirtan. I'm a kirtan singer. I'm trained in Indian devotional music from my childhood. So, but then I thought this year was really tough for me for different reasons. And I can actually use my friends and my sangha and community and my talents and the gifts that I have got, use it for prayers and healing. So, and next week I'm going for a retreat, so this will be a good way to start the retreat prep. So I'm going to do 5 chants tonight. The first chant is going to be, the theme of the first chant is refuge. The attitude of refuge is like, we are in the spiritual path or in whatever we are seeking. At some point, we find that, okay, I can have some help from somebody. And then we generate that reverence for people who have actually walked in the same path and before, and then try to learn from them instead of reinventing the wheel. So we generate the deep veneration and gratitude to the teachers, all our teachers, all our life, and then chant that refuge chant for maybe 7 to 10 minutes. After that, the next chant will be Bodhicitta chant. So once we have taken refuge, we have to... meditation, as I understand, is like clearing the mind and filling the heart. So first we clear our mind, we'll get rid of our pride and ego by taking refuge to the Buddhas or Bodhisattvas, and then we fill our heart using the Bodhisattva attitude, which is actually doing everything for the sake of not just me, but the whole, mainly for others. And so that is the theme of second chant. It is Om Mani Padme Hum. It's the Bodhisattva chant, the Buddha's chant. And the third chant is, once we are on the path, we need some protection. The things we know is this much, things we don't know is vast, so we don't know what's coming in our way. So it will be good to get some blessings from anywhere, universe or power, higher power, or my inner guru, or whatever way you perceive that other power. So the third chant is, we are going to pray to Tara, Om Tare Tu Tare. And the fourth chant is, we are going to, the third chant we are going to ask, pray for blessings or protection to the Tara. And the fifth chant is, we are going to pray for wisdom and to the Buddhas, and receive the blessings of Buddha as wisdom, light and love. And the fourth chant for that is going to be Heart Sutra. And the fifth chant is the dedication chant, which is a very famous chant called Loka Samastha Sukhino Bhavantu, which means may all beings be happy. So those are the five chants I'm going to do in 10 minutes. Sometimes I lose the sense of time when I sing, so I don't know how many I will be able to cover, or sometimes I will finish early, I don't know. So I'm going to start with the refuge chant, so you can actually use it. There are three ways of enjoying the healing chants or prayers. One is, like, you can use it as a deep listening meditation. You can focus, put your 100% attention on listening, and then enjoy it, fill your heart, empty your mind, fill your heart with the melody and the sweetness, and then generate that deep veneration for teachers, and sit with that. That is one thing. Second thing is, you can actually chant with me, along with me. And then chanting can be in the mind, whispering, or actually singing. Those three ways of chanting. So I'm going to start with the refuge chant. How many of you know what this instrument is? David knows, because this is David's instrument. This is called tanpura, and this instrument is one of the oldest music instruments from India. Initially, this was this has four strings, but initially it was with one string. It was called ektara, and Lord Buddha had used this instrument in one of his teachings. One of his students was a musician and was having trouble with meditation. So Buddha asked him, when he told Buddha that he's having problem with concentration. What happens when you tune your instrument too tightly? Asked the Buddha. The musician said, the strings break. And what happens when you string it too loosely? When it is too loose, no sound comes. And the musician answered, then how do you tune it? So there is exactly a middle, there is a point exactly in the middle when you cannot say the strings are too loose or tight. The strings play the music when they are tuned to be exactly in the middle. Buddha said, that is exactly how you train your mind as well. Not too tight, not too loose, not too distracted, and not too dull. So I'm gonna dedicate this chant to Shakyamuni Buddha. Ah. Namo Buddhaya. Namo Dharmaya. Namo Sanghaya. Namo. Namo Namaya. Namo Buddhaya. Namo Dharmaya. Namo Sanghaya. Namo. Namo Buddhaya. Namo Sanghaya. Namo Sanghaya. Namo Namaya. Namo Sanghaya. Namo. Namo Namaya. Namo Buddhaya. Namo Dharmaya. Namo Sanghaya. Namo. Namo Buddhaya. Namo Dharmaya. Namo Sanghaya. Namo. Namo Namaya. Namo Namaya. Namo Buddhaya. Namo Dharmaya. Namo Sanghaya. Namo. Namo Namaya. Namo Dharmaya. Namo Buddhaya. Namo Sanghaya. Namo. Namo Namaya. Namo Buddhaya. Namo Dharmaya. Namo Sanghaya. Namo. Namo Buddhaya. Sanghaya. Namo Namaya. Namo Buddhaya. Namo Dharmaya. Namo Sanghaya. Namo. Namo Namaya. Namo Buddhaya. Namo Dharmaya. Namo Sanghaya. Namo. Namo Namaya.
So now that we have taken refuge, we are going to do the second meditation, which is filling the heart with bodhicitta, which is the highest form of love or aspiration to embody the highest form of love, which is doing everything, body, mind and speech, for the good of everybody. That includes you and all others. So that is the chant, Om Ma Ni Peme Hum. It's a six syllable chant. It is considered as the chant that purifies all the obscurations or all the impurities. It's a purification mantra. Purification of craving, hostility, delusions, pride, jealousy, and greed. The six enemies. So while you're chanting this, maybe you can actually fill your heart with some letting go or forgiveness or whatever, maybe some regrets of some bad karma, maybe some rejoicing for the good karma you have done. So it's up to you. So invoke that emotion in your heart, but with the motivation to purify that and with the highest motivation of filling our heart with all-encompassing love. You might have heard about the chant, right? Om Mani Padme Hum. Yes.
words chant in your mind or whisper.
Amen.
let's sit with our heart filled with bodhicitta motivation. The next chant is Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Soha. We are actually, now that we have filled our hearts with bodhicitta motivation, we are actually praying for protection of that. It's not just our power. We can actually fall. I've heard this beautiful story about a small boy going to the state fair with the dad. The dad is trying to catch his hand, and the boy is like, "No, I will catch your hand." But then the boy will catch, and in the you know, it is very crowded, so he will not be able to catch. They'll be separated. So then again, the dad will try to catch the boy's hand. The boy will say, "No, I will catch your hand." The dad said, "Okay, then catch my hand." So again, the crowd is there. Crowd comes, and then they get separated. And this happened many times. And after some time, the boy said, "Okay, Dad, now you catch my hand." So that is actually we are surrendering to some other power to catch ours also. Though we have our own power to catch the other hand. So Om Tare Tu Tare, we are praying to the deity Tara for protection and power to the highest motivation that we just generated. Who is with me so far? Is it making any sense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. I just don't want this to be a music concert, you know. So. Thank you.
तारे तू तारे दूरे
a genre in India, Indian music called ghazal. Have anybody heard of it? Not you guys. So ghazal is actually mostly love poems. But there is a peculiarity in those love poems. You can actually these ghazal love poems, your lover can be God also. The poetry can be read or enjoyed as if the lover is God also. So I'm going to sing a small poem. So now that we have prayed for protection, we are actually praying, beseeching, like we are actually asking the higher power to be with us and not leave us. So that's the message of this poem. I'm going to read the translation. I sang this poem day before yesterday at SBMG. So the name of this poetry is "Tonight, Don't Insist on Leaving." Tonight, don't insist on leaving me. Please keep on sitting close to me like you are. Tonight, don't insist on leaving, or I will die, I'll be lost. Tonight, don't insist on leaving. Just think for a moment, why should you leave? My life seems to leave my body when you get up and go. I swear to you, my beloved, just agree, just tonight, don't insist on leaving. My life is trapped in the prison of time, but these are the few moments that are free. By losing them, my beloved, let's not have a life of regret. So tonight, don't insist on leaving me. What a beautiful, innocent weather it is. It is a peak of beauty and love today. Who knows what will happen tomorrow? So let's enjoy this night tonight. Tonight, don't insist on leaving. Is there any question, comments? How are you all doing?
तुमको अपनी
सम जाने जा बात रित मेरे मान लो आज जाने की जिद न कर वक्त की कैदनी जिंदगी
running out of time, so I'm actually directly going to the dedication chant, which is Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. What that means is, may all beings be happy. How many of you heard this chant before? Okay, so Loka means world, Samasta means all, Sukhino, Sukha means happiness, Bhavantu means be. So Loka can be, you can create your own world. You know, what is your world? And all, what does it mean to you, all? All can be all human beings, or all beings, animals, all beings everywhere, all beings that have passed. So you can include all that you can actually think about, and then create a mandala and think that they are all with you right now, and then send this prayer or blessing to them. And at least once you can chant with me in your mind, or whisper, or actual chant. Okay? And then after this, we are directly going to the meditation.
Oh,
Thank you.
sit for 5 minutes. We are moving to the second part of the night. Do you have any announcements?
Yes, we have a slideshow.
Do you want to announce how the set, how what are we going to do now?
Yeah, we. It's nice to see you. We have a quick slideshow. It's the end of the year, and so some of us wanted to show what we've done over the year, and then also talk a little bit about what you guys have to look forward to next year. And then there's tea and snacks, and as you see all the bags, people brought donations to put together personal care packs for the homeless of Sacramento, and so we invite you to stay and see the show and eat snacks and put together bags and socialize and mingle and have a nice time. So Belinda, oh, she's gone, and Jeremy and Heather and Jake could stay up here. And I'm going to just stop. Tibetan Buddhist group. And like I said, thank you so much for coming. And Heather's up first, so go ahead and make the slide.
I am here to thank our teachers.
Yeah. Who didn't get the last email I sent? No, none of you.
I guess maybe not.
Okay, never mind. So we want to thank our teachers. This is a picture of Lama Ami and Lama Elaine. You know, Lama Ami is our spiritual director, and she's been, you know, teaching and leading Diamond Light for eight years. And so we're really grateful for all the work that she's done to build the Sangha and teach us.
And she's the reason that there is a Diamond Light at all. She'll be teaching in February.
Yeah, and Lama Elaine, she comes every couple of months, and she travels all the way from Boulder Creek, which is near Santa Cruz, and so we're really grateful that she comes, and she either travels each week from Santa Cruz, or she'll stay here for like a month or two, which is really special that she's able and willing to do that for us. And then we've had a lot of other teachers here throughout the year. Geshe Soltram taught over the summer, and he's a Tibetan monk, and he taught on refuge and the three jewels, so it was very special that he was able to come. Because he doesn't live here, thank you, Ryan, full time. And he's going to be teaching again, hopefully, next year. We had Gail Tempomo come, we had Aya Yeshe come, we just had Reverend Baker speak, and we had Lama Brandy, who's like very tiny in that photo, come and teach us. So we've had a lot of teachers come throughout the year, which has been really wonderful. Next slide. And then we also have awesome teachers that are in front of you. So Heather, she's been teaching us more formal courses. They are in 10-week chunks, which is a huge commitment. Sunil, who's not here tonight, has been teaching us nonviolent communication. And then very tiny is Ryan and Jay, who are right here. And they've been teaching us as well. It's so sweet to have people who started with Lama Ami now able to teach us. And thank you to our wonderful volunteers. I hope I got everyone, but if I forgot you, I really apologize. But without our volunteers, like, this center would not run. We would not have chairs when people came. We wouldn't have water. We wouldn't have snacks. We wouldn't have tea. And so we really appreciate everyone who does so much to keep the center going, and really we couldn't do it without you. Do you want to hand that out now or at the end? Okay. So Yvonne, she gets us our water, she's gotten the soap, and she's not here tonight. Ryan, who's right here, he has one of the brains behind all of the amazing marketing you see on Facebook, the flyers. He gets our flyers printed, as well as an amazing teacher. So thank you so much. You do a lot for Diamond Light. And a lot. We were a marketing duo, so I definitely could not do it without his support. Brandy and David, I have their card. And they support a lot behind the scenes. Yeah, come up here, David. Brandy's not here tonight.
Escape this.
But she's helped us put together the center. She helped us set up our altar. And David helps with giving us all of his wonderful advice, and we really appreciate it. And they've been very helpful starting a center because they run a center themselves, so we look to them when we need support. Dan, who's not here tonight, he has helped us with the website, which is very good because I do not know how to do that. Dasha, I don't have her card. Do you have it?
Oh, I just put it on the table.
Yeah.
Right,
Dasha is amazing. I'll just start with the first thing is finding a lot of the furniture that you see here, getting the space organized and cleaned out. When we took it over, it was full of junk. And Dasha went through and itemized everything, worked with the previous tenant to what was leaving, what was staying, negotiated with her on all this stuff, got a lot of furniture decorated, got all the satsas, went to Santa Cruz, got all the satsas for us, and then organized us. And
okay,
she's like being
a
good people.
On top
of that, she also has been the main organizer and force behind our breakfast program, which has fed over 1,000 people in the 6 to 9 months it's been going. And once a month wasn't enough, so she started a weekly Sunday. So she gets donations, organizes the donations, goes out there, gets people to come and help. And while doing all that, keeps everyone motivated, even when it's cold and hard. So thank you, Dasha, for being a wonderful force here. And then Jenny, who might have gone to the bathroom. She was here. Is there something going on? Jenny has been wonderful coming every week. She's gotten water, brought snacks, and so I have her card as well. And then Cheryl, she has come and helped set up, which has been wonderful. She's been helping support the teachers now, and so it's so wonderful to have you coming, and especially on Wednesdays and helping out, and we really appreciate it. And then Bob, who's not here tonight, he has also been helping a lot with the homeless breakfast. He comes out every month and gives service. He also is giving 10 pounds of oatmeal every month too, right? Yeah, and so it's nice to be able to count on him, knowing you know, that no matter what, people are going to have oatmeal once a month, which can be very sweet. And then last but not least, I went in alphabetical order. Howard, he has been helping a lot with the breakfast program, going out on Sundays, making sandwiches on the Saturday night, which is wonderful. He's also our snack master, so people have been noticing our snacks have been improving, and that's because of the work of Howard. And so we started with snacks, then moved on to breakfast, and he has also been helping set up before class too, which has been invaluable. So, did I miss anybody? Did I miss anybody?
The entire board.
Jeremy.
So yeah, the reason we're up here is because we make up the board for Diamond Light. Jade's our president. Mm-hmm. Jeremy is treasurer. I'm vice president. Lauren's secretary, and Belinda, who was here earlier, she's the member at large. So, if you have questions about the organization, how to get involved, anything like that, you can talk to any of us. And we're mostly always here on Tuesdays.
Yeah. Next slide. Thank you, volunteers. So what we've done, this year we opened Diamond Light Meditation Center, which was really huge for our organization. Before we were renting a space, kind of going around town, trying to find places to meet, but now this space is ours. We're able to really make it our home, and so that was a really big accomplishment and also a lot of work. So thank you, everyone who has bear with us through all of this. And because of that, we were able to add 2 more nights of programming. We meet Wednesdays, we meet Thursdays now. We're able to have more retreats. And so it's really wonderful that we've been able to do that.
And we do have space and time mm-hmm. available for rent, too.
Yeah, if you need a space to meet, this room is available a lot of times during the day. So we already talked about the breakfast program, but that's something that also started this year. And like I said, we fed, I don't know if you know, Dasha, but definitely over 1,000 people over the course that typically would not have a breakfast to eat and would typically not have a meal during that time. So it's a really great service to our community, and we intend to continue doing it. So if you have questions about how to be involved, Dasha is the one to ask, which segues into our next slide. We're doing an underwear drive, personal care drive, and so if you're inspired tonight by the personal care packets that we're putting together and you want to get involved, we're handing them out on Sunday, so you still have time to do donations of items, donations of cash. You can donate through our website and then put for personal care items in the little note section, and we'll make sure it gets to the right person to get that done before Sunday. So Dasha is the best person to talk to about that. Okay, next slide. This is our next event. Sorry, Jay. I was going to tell you to go. But our next event, we are here next Tuesday, the 27th. Heather is going to lead us in a meditation and teaching. And then after that, Ryan is going to be teaching on creating a brighter future, and it's setting yourself up for the next year and what you want your future to look like.
We're going to do a vision quest, so it will be time for journaling and meditation. There'll be 4 parts, like what do you need from your environment, what kind of qualities do you want to cultivate for yourself, what do you need from friends and family or something like that, and then spacing on the last one, but so... We'll create like a clear. I've got all the notes and I'm ready to go. But right in this moment, I'm thinking. But really, creating like a very clear picture on what you want your next year to be, and you don't have to limit it to just the year, but it's a good start. So, like that.
Okay, and then also starting the first week of January. Heather is teaching a course on past and future lives, and it's a 10-week in-depth study on the idea of Buddhist rebirth. And so if you're interested or have any questions, Heather's here, so she's a great resource. And that's on Wednesdays, and it's 10 Wednesdays, but come as you're able. So if you can only come to a few, come to what you can. It's not mandatory to come to all of them, but it's a really in-depth study. And then after that, we have introduction to meditation. So if you're new to meditation, this is a great start. Mark is amazing. He is a chiropractor, so he really understands the body and does a lot of good teachings on positions, because sometimes just sitting can be difficult, as well as what to meditate on and all of that. He's been meditating probably over 15 years and teaching, I think, for like 9. So he's amazing. And that starts at the end of the middle of January. On Tuesdays, and after that, go ahead, next slide. We're having a course on meaning, empathy, and emotional awareness, and it's based on the Cultivating Emotional Balance series that was created. Well, it started from a meeting with the Dalai Lama and neuroscientists, and so then from that, this way of looking at emotions and dealing with our emotions was born, and so. Lama Ami just finished a retreat on this technique, and she's bringing it to teach us. So I think that gets us through February. Okay, next slide. We're an entirely donation-based organization, so our rent, all of our teachers are supported by donations by Donna. And so your donations support our teachers. They help keep the spiritual community alive and able to meet. And then it'll also help us grow, add new programming, add retreats. And we've already grown a lot, so much in the in the past year, and we are already working on our vision for the next year. Maybe we need a vision quest, too. And so there's Donna bowls in the back, one for the teacher, which goes to the teachers, and then one for Diamond Light, which, like I said, helps us pay our expenses. So thank you so much. Next slide. Happy New Year, everyone. And thank you for a wonderful, for me, at least for a wonderful 2016. And I look forward to seeing you all again next week and next year.
Yeah,
thank you, Lauren.
Thank you.
And if anyone has anything else to say, we could like cry a little or something.
No, you did a great job.
So we're going to set up a little bit of space with the personal care items in the middle. And if you want to just jump in and help us put together as many baggies as we have a random number of random items, but we would like to hand them out on Sunday. So feel free to jump in and help us fill out the bags.
Tell us about your Christmas, what's happening Christmas?
Christmas morning, we're heading out through Midtown, downtown into Miller Park, and we're feeding the homeless folks who end up sleeping on the street. And the last couple of Sundays we came out with like 29 degrees, so it was really cold. So we're bringing out food and when available, jackets and pants and socks and gloves and hats. So any donations of food or clothing items, or as we're doing this month, personal care items are very welcome, and we'll be going straight to the folks that we encounter on the streets. So feel free to contact me or ask me and hand me your email, and I'll send you all the details, get you ready for this Sunday and any Sunday in the future, because we're doing this every week.
Is there any specific needs that are still unfilled for Sunday?
For this Sunday, we still need some veggie bags. We're doing the holiday meal, so we're doing turkey and cranberry sandwiches.